Eve Corja Ishmisha Joe Bollard. How far to road with the air car sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Eva Cordia, the Falcha Roth, Goody Air Clar Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this very special edition of Sounds Irish. Special because it's our Christmas edition. All the tracks on this week's programme, not only will they be sort of Irish connected, but they'll be Christmas connected as well. In other words, a Christmas Sounds Irish. Now, I hope we're going to enjoy it. Just to remind you that it is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, as I say to you every week, you can contact me at any time by email. joeballard2@aircom.net. I spell it for you every week because it can be a bit difficult if you're not familiar with the spelling. joeballard, and then a figure 2, at aircom, eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I hope that you're going to stay with me and enjoy, well, some of the tracks. I'm going to enjoy them all because I chose them, right? We're starting off with a group that I recently got a wonderful album of. That's a group called Celtic Thunder. They did a wonderful Christmas CD. And it's not what it sounds like with the name Celtic Thunder. You're expecting some sort of heavy metal, heavy rock group, but it's not. They're multi-talented, the three of them. Wonderful arrangements, wonderful instrumentation, and their vocal version of Away in a Manger. Celtic Thunder there. I think I call them Celtic Thunder, but it's Celtic Thunder and their version, and a nice version, a lovely arrangement of Away in a Manger. Well, for many years, certainly since about 1970 till about 1995 or thereabouts, Ireland had its troubles. You've all heard of the problems that we Irish people have had, particularly in Northern Ireland. But thanks be to God, those days, hopefully, are behind us for good. I want to play for you now a track by Barleycorn, and it sums it all up, because we've had our troubles, it's all over, it's Christmas time, and bells are ringing over Belfast.
Tumbling down. This Christmas time there's hope again for all in Belfast town. With love and understanding we'll find a better way. The gift of peace is ours now upon this Christmas day.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
Star of light it filled the night many years ago, when the Magi found the blessed child who set our hearts aglow. And since that day of wonder we'll live forevermore. We hail the newborn King of Kings who opened heaven's door.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
We'll dance and sing the new year in and share a cup of cheer and drink to health and happiness throughout the coming year. We'll put our differences aside, our troubles all behind, and drink a cup of kindness yet for days of auld lang syne.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day. Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
Our Daniel O'Donnell slot this week is yet another Christmas track. And I just want to explain something before I play it. The name Innisfree, you've heard the song many times, the Isle of Innisfree, which was featured in the movie The Quiet Man. No, you're not going to get that track. But Daniel is going to sing for us Christmas in Innisfree. Now, quite often we use the word Innisfree to represent Ireland. And I want you to listen, because this is Daniel introducing this song himself. And what he says is very true.
You're not as fortunate as I am, and you have to spend Christmas away from home. And it really doesn't matter whether you come from Ireland or some other part of the world. The feelings are the same if you're not with your loved ones at this special time of year. Because dreams are part of every exile, and right now it's Christmas time in Innisfree.
Dreams are part of every exile, and tonight they're dear to me, for like all the whole world over, it's Christmas time in Innisfree. I can hear the church bells ringing, my mother's face I plainly see, as she holds a lighted candle this Christmas time in Innisfree. Church bells chime, Christmas time, time of love, when we all should pray for guidance from above. If your heart be kind and true, Christmas bells will chime for you, and the stars will shine to guide you from the blue. By her bedside she is kneeling, in her eyes a tear I see. She whispers, love, I hope you're happy this Christmas time in Innisfree. I still light that fairy candle as when you were here with me. A little child's eyes fill with gladness at Christmas time in Innisfree. Church bells chime, Christmas time, time of love, when we all should pray for guidance from above. If your heart be kind and true, Christmas bells will chime for you, and the stars will shine to guide you from the blue. Yes, the stars will shine to guide you from the blue.
Daniel there and Christmas time in Innisfree. And I omitted to say something at the beginning. I'd just like to particularly dedicate this week's programme to any of our Irish exiles living abroad who can't get home to Ireland for the Christmas. So I'm dedicating the whole programme to you, and I hope you're enjoying it. I'd love to hear from you, by the way. You can contact me, as I said at the beginning, by email, joebollard2@aircom.net, or of course you can contact me on Facebook and on Twitter. Joe Bloggs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray. Joe Bloggs in Bray, become one of my followers and join me on Twitter, sending me a message or an observation or a request, particularly about this week's programme. I'd love to hear from anyone in any part of the world, and you don't have to be Irish. Now, here's a track, Christmas Time in Ireland in My Heart, and I have to hold up my hand and say, I know nothing about this track except I heard it the other day, and I said, yes, that's definitely a must for Sounds Irish. It doesn't even say who the performers are. It just says various artists. But nevertheless, let's listen to Christmas Time in Ireland in My Heart.
Caught a subway train from Brooklyn on my way to JFK. Hopped aboard a plane in Frankfurt. It was snowing hard that day. All the cities we now live in are miles and miles apart, but it's Christmas time in Ireland in my heart. Took a one-day flight from Melbourne to be home for Christmas Eve. Sadly left friends in Toronto. It was really hard to leave. All cities we now live in are miles and miles apart, but it's Christmas time in Ireland in my heart.
Christmas time in Ireland is special every year, with my friends and family home from far and wide. Opening presents round the Christmas tree with lots of festive cheer. It's so great to have my loved ones by my side.
New Zealand seems so far away, but I'll make it home this time. Took a short trip home from London with some college friends of mine. All the cities we now live in are miles and miles. Christmas time in Ireland in my heart.
Christmas time in Ireland is special every year, with my friends and family home from far and wide. Opening presents round the Christmas tree with lots of festive cheer. It's so great to have
Christmas time in Ireland in my heart. And it's Christmas time all over the world. But for this very special programme, it's Christmas Sounds Irish with Joe Bollard. And I hope you're enjoying the programme. This is a track that I play every year. In fact, I've played it on my sister programme, My Kind of Music, only last week. It's not an Irish song, but it is sung very well by Noel McLaughlin, who hails from Limerick and has produced a wonderful Christmas album. This tells the story of the Christmas truce in 1915. We're having the sort of centenary of it this year, and I think the Germans and the British had a sort of a commemoration recently to commemorate the event. Now, it tells the story of the young lad from Liverpool who, on the night of Christmas Eve, himself and his friends were in the trenches, and then they heard a German singing Silent Night, Stille Nacht, and then they joined in, and then they all got together and they shared photographs and addresses, and they had even a game of football, and I think they drank a few glasses of wine before they all put it together again and war started all over again. This is Noel McLaughlin's version of Christmas 1915.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to hear. I fought for king and country I loved dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fears of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day. They're brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmates on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, the gas cloud rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished, a reverent pause was spent. God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. The next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis silent night, says I. And in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Soon one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy and wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night: whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warm, the songs of peace were sung. From the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas come since World War I, I've learned its lesson well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame, and on each end of the rifle we're the same.
You know, friends, that's one of the best versions of that song that I have. I have a number of versions of it, but there we heard Noel McLaughlin and his version of Christmas in the Trenches, or Christmas 1915. Now, at the end, you heard there a sort of a snatch from Silent Night. I'm quite excited because recently I came across an album, actually it was sent to me by a very good friend, of a young lady named Nuala Kennedy, right? Now, Nuala has her version of Silent Night. Nuala is a very talented musician. She plays guitar and flute, and she has a master's degree in both Irish and Scottish folk music, as well as being a classically trained musician and a good singer. What she's doing for us here, she's singing for us a song, as we all know so well, which is Silent Night. But friends, she's singing for us in Irish, and I think this is spellbinding, this version. It's Nuala Kennedy and her version of Iha Hún, or Silent Night. Make note of the name, friends. We'll be hearing more of Nuala, hopefully, in the future on Sounds Irish. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the old carol In Dulce Jubilo, but this has got a wonderful sort of Irish sounding about it. It's Moya Brennan. You've heard Moya before. She has a wonderful haunting voice. I keep using that word, but it is a haunting voice, and she has her own interpretation of the old carol In Dulce Jubilo, but it's also got a sort of a little Irish twist about it. Listen and you'll see what I mean.
Dulce Jubilo, let us our home adore, our hearts joy recline it in presidio, and like a bright star shine it, matrisum gremio, alfa esato, alfa esato. O Jesu cavole, I yearn for thee alway, hear me, I beseech thee, O quod optime me, my prayer let it reach thee, O princeps gloriae, trahi me poste, trahi me poste.
Definitely giving it an Irish slant. Moya Brennan In Dulce Jubilo, with good use of the bowron there. The bowron is an Irish drum, and I liked that. Now, this is another track that I play every year. It's a bit of fun from Frank Kelly. He calls himself Gubnet O'Lunacy, and he's, well, expressing his opinions of the presents that his girlfriend Nuala sent him for Christmas. Frank Kelly and the 12 Days of Christmas and the mayhem that takes place.
Day 1. Dear Nuala, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnet. Day 3. Dear Nola, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the birds' droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnet. Day 4. Dear Nola, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnet. Day 5. Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Gubnet. Day 6. Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Gubnet. Day 7. Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Gubnet. Day 8. Nola, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids of milk in here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hill over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the Battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day, as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Gubnet. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Gubnet. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the 10 pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids a-milking, pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 11. You have scandalised my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids of milk and dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids of milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered, and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds' droppings, empty whiskey and Valium bottles, birds' blood and feathers, where the flaming cows eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Gubnet O'Lunacy.